Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. November 26, 2019. Learn the creator's language. Imagine that you are unemployed and there is no work, you have nothing to eat. Suddenly, somebody offers you a job and it is as if he gave you food, clothes, everything you need and more. Therefore, we must be grateful to the Creator for giving us the opportunity to work. There are those to whom He did not give such an opportunity. Billions of people received no invitation to work for the Creator, which means to receive the reward, the light of Hasidim, the ability to become a bestower like the Creator and to see that through the force of bestowal they receive a great reward. Therefore, a person must be glad that he received the hardening of the heart, the place for work. This is the place where the Creator draws him closer, invites him to himself. If the Creator fulfills a person in the place where he is, he pushes him away from himself. We must understand this attitude and treat the descent purposefully. Therefore, when it seems to me that the light does not shine upon me, I must take this as an invitation to seek how to emanate the light myself into the darkness. By revealing the darkness to me, the Creator reveals the shattered desire to me. I must bring to it the light of Hasidim in order to illuminate this desire. If we relate to our states correctly, we will see that in each of them, supposedly bright or supposedly dark in the heart and the mind, there is always something we can add toward adhesion with the Creator in order to become ever greater partners of His in the work. The Creator takes a step and I accordingly take the second step complementing Him. This is how it is all the time. He does something and so do I. As a result, I begin to better understand the Creator's actions and I can divide them into stages and steps, and track the causes and effects. Thus, I find the causal dependence and increase the quality of my actions. It turns out that I already perceive this not as hardening of the heart, but as a language in which the Creator speaks to me. In all the ascents and descents, I begin to feel the construction of the vessels and their fulfillment, our conversation with the Creator, me and Him. I begin to feel the ten as a musical instrument that gives me all the possibilities to express myself, and to hear and feel the Creator in the ten as if within a melody played on ten keys. My mutual work with the Creator is in trying every moment to complete the state I find myself in. I realize that I have received this moment from the Creator, that all the feelings and understanding came from Him, and I must add this to there is none else besides Him, the good who does good. I do not act primitively, one-on-one, directly from me to the Creator, but through the ten. I begin to feel how my friends and I must connect with each other in order to provide a correct response to the Creator. The entire ten connects in our vugt, mutual guarantee, in order to complete our common response to the Creator. The Creator changes our states and each of us must complete himself so that he balances the ten, brings everyone to one thought, to one intention together to bring contentment to the Creator. Therefore, everyone wants to feel each other together in order to feel that the Creator is content. This is how we will start becoming closer to the Creator and talk to him more and more. This is the language of communication with him, in all the ten kelim. Vessels, we will feel a connection, a mechanism letting us talk to each other. If we are together with the friends, we hear the Creator and talk to him. They helped everyone his friend, through the connection with the friends we come to the ability to pass our thoughts and desires to the Creator and to hear his voice in our common kli, vessel. It is a special feeling when we feel ourselves not only together, but as one. With such a connection a resonance effect occurs. All the particular harmonics are connected together and give not just more power, but change into a new quality because of our unity. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, November 12, 2019, Hardening of the Heart, Invitation to Ascend. The Times of Israel published my new article Nuremberg Trials Fast Forward, Israel's Role Against Anti-Semitism. A trip to a past with a striking resemblance to today's reality toward Jews. That is how I would describe my recent visit to Berlin and Nuremberg, where I could experience a dense atmosphere against Jews, so common these days in basically any part of the world. However, my most recent encounter with anti-Semitic feelings was actually in Bulgaria. Our annual European Kabbalah convention took place in Borovitz, Bulgaria 2 weeks ago. We arrived from Israel a few days before the beginning of the event, which gathered hundreds of my students to do some sightseeing. We rented a modern house in a rundown and sleepy village. It was an isolated house placed between a cemetery and a monastery. It was a very quiet place, with one store and one cafe, where elderly people spend their days. When I first approached them, I could immediately feel a hostile attitude and notice how they clammed up. Even though there was no external sign that could reveal my origin, I felt a warning light turned on inside them in relation to the fact that a group of Jews had entered their village. The role of the Jews in the world. It was clear to me that it wasn't them, it was me. They had no real choice to love or reject, to embrace or hate. I felt what the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches: humanity is like a machine that follows absolute laws of nature, and we, Jews, are responsible for operating this machine for the world's betterment or the contrary. That is why I felt ashamed. The attitude of the elderly Bulgarians reflected the lack of the correct action on my part, on our part, the Jews. Why does such responsibility rest on the Jewish nation? As it is written in the seminal book in Kabbalah, the Book of Zohar, as the organs of the body cannot exist in the world even a minute without the heart, all the other nations cannot exist in the world without Israel. Similarly, in the words of the book Sefatimeh, through language, of Yehuda Bara, Alter, Admiravga, the children of Israel became guarantors to correct the entire world. Everything depends on the children of Israel. To the extent that they correct themselves, all creations follow them. As the students follow the teacher, the whole of creation follows the children of Israel. What is Israel's task in the correction of the world? Correction, according to our sages, means to become united, as a precondition to deliver that unity to the rest of the world. Until we implement our role, humanity's demand for a better life with more social cohesion manifests as anti-Semitism that will never rest. 74 years ago saw the beginning of the Nuremberg trials, the prosecution of the heads of Nazi Germany leadership who were tried for planning and carrying out war crimes and crimes against humanity. Back then, Germany was the most developed culture. It was easy to point out and condemn the guilty. Today, however, due to our living in a much more interdependent global world, if we were to place Israel's haters in the dock, we would probably need to indict the whole of humanity. The number and range of anti-Semitic incidents is beyond comprehension, both percentage-wise and also in its expansion to faraway corners of the world. With an instinctive will, the world feels that the springboard to a better, happier and more positively connected world is in the hands of the Jews. The Jews, however, disregard the nations of the world. We deal with selfish trifles that have nothing to do with our role to spread a spirit of unification to humanity. This angers the nations of the world. It is an animosity that is increasingly showing itself to reach abysmal hatred, and it explodes in our faces more and more. However, I blame no one. I do not accuse any nation. I only judge one person, myself and my people, the Jewish people. We have the choice. We assume the responsibility because we were given the method that can bring about a significantly positive shift in the world. The Israeli nation is a substantial part of the human puzzle, a part that has a role to unite, and then through our unity awaken the power of love and spread it to humanity, to be a light unto the nations. The Israeli nation has to become aware of its duty and accurately interpret what the world wants from us. We must learn, analyze and internalize it first, and then explain it adequately to the nations of the world, so they can pressure us in a correct and peaceful way to fulfill our role, and not through crimes and threats. Such a change of attitude toward us will happen when we help humanity unite and awaken the positive unifying power. We will then all experience a completely new and improved world filled with goodness. Family and Marriage, Part 2. Is family a combination of opposites? Question: if a family is a combination of two opposites, then in order to create a good family would you need to find someone opposite to you in order to achieve better connection? Answer: no, not necessarily. It depends on the level we are talking about. If we are talking about the human, that is, animalistic, bodily level, then there is no need for improvisation. On the contrary, there should be similarity, and the closer, the better. But if we are talking about development that cannot exist at the animalistic, bodily, level, then, of course, the oppositeness is needed. From the point of view of Kabbalah, if people want to unite between themselves in a family, they should be as similar as possible to each other in their way of life, language, and everything that is possible. Question: if we are talking about the family as a nation or all of humanity, then we must be different? Answer: yes. If we are talking about bringing everyone together, as they say, into one family, then this is the system of Adam HaRishon. There already exists more pluralism and mutual remoteness, but at the same time there is agreement that it is necessary to unite over all problems and disagreements as much as the society raises itself. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, the 1st of January 2019. Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, the 13th of February 2019. Question: during the convention, must the tens constantly mix, each lesson with a new ten? Answer: what difference does it make? Shut your eyes as if you do not see and do not know which ten you are in, permanent or temporary. It is all a mirage. They are showing you one version of your soul, and then another one, and the third one. You must connect and merge with it and with the Creator who is inside it. Question: how can you use happiness correctly? Should I awaken the left line more so that I am not carried away with too much happiness? Answer: happiness must be balanced with the goal, the precise approach, and the purpose for which you use this excitement. It is not about just being in a state of joy and having fun. Question: I am very connected with my regular ten. Is it normal to imagine my permanent ten when I participate in a temporary ten? Or is this a bad approach? Answer: it makes no difference. Imagine anything you want. The main thing is to connect everything together. Question: outside of the lesson, when my ten and I are not in a lesson, in a common meal or on duty, can I be connected with the general ten in some way? Answer: certainly. What difference does it make if you are sitting with a part of this group or together with the entire group? A person should constantly be together with everyone in his thoughts and not become disconnected anywhere. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, the 13th of February 2019.